Okay, we have in the parsha that the Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Malon and the Vayifkeshehu Hashem Vayivakesh Hamisoy, and then Tzipora realized that it was because he didn't give a bris to his son, so she took a rock and she cut off the arab. So the Gemara says in Nedarim, from here we see how chamur Mila is, that for one moment with all the zechuyos that Moshe Rabbeinu had, with one moment of delay on the Mila, and already he was chayv Misa. So Rabbi, I don't remember what his name was, Tana said back, Chas v'shalom, lo nisrashal Moshe Rabbeinu ala Mila. He was not lazy about doing the Mila. It was rather, he had a cheshbon. He said, I can't malam now, because if I give him the bris right away, and then I travel, it's a sakana, because you see on the third day, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's a sakana, and Memela Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to do the bris milah before he left on the journey to Mitzrayim, and that wasn't a tain on him, it was only that when he finally got to the Malon, then he should have done it the opposite order. He should have first done the bris milah and then found a place to sleep. And since he reversed it and he found the malon and then gave him the bris, was going to give him the bris, I mean, that was the tain on him. Okay, anyway, that's the piece of Gemara. So but in this Gemara, we see that this Tana is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was not at fault for not giving him the bris before he left. He couldn't, it was a sakon. So Marsha, right on the spot on that Gemara, that's in Adorim Lamed Alpha Med Beis, brings a kasha from the Mizrahi. That Mizrahi says, where's the makor that a person shouldn't give a bris when it's a sakana? Because it's a general rule, pikuach nefesh, v'chai bohem. V'chai bohem, that you don't do a bris, you don't do any mitzvah if it's a pekuach nefesh. So frek the Mizrahi, but in that time, Hashem hadn't yet given the Torah, and Hashem never gave the v'chai bohem. So what kind of excuse is that? That it's a sakonis nefashis, but you have to do it anyways. It doesn't. There was no v'chai bohem. That's the kasha of the Mizrahi.
Where was the chi of Milah?
Well, that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha. Hashem told him, he said, Lezaracha. So, okay, but where did he get the heter of Sakana? And the same kasha, the Meshita Mekubetzes, right there in Nedarim, brings this kasha. So that's the kasha. So the Marsha says that I'll answer the kasha. He says, because there's a piece of Gemara in the end of Ben Soirer, very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, is a goy chayv to give up his life on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Yeah, if someone comes to a goy, eat Eber Menachayr, I'll kill him, and so on, or whatever it might be, one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, does he have to give up his life? Or maybe he should, because maybe he also has to do Kiddush Hashem, or maybe not. So Tosfos asks over there that the Gemara, what kind of question? I mean, v'chai behem is the heter for a Jew that he doesn't have to give up his life. He should, you know, v'chai behem, but a guy doesn't have that. So why would, of course, a guy should give up his life? So Taisa says, no. It's not the way it works. The way it works is that a guy or anybody, Svarodik, shouldn't give up his life. That's too much. It's too much. It's a svara that you don't have to give up your life. And therefore, it's very understandable that a guy should not give up his life for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Then how come, Frektosis, then how come a Jew has to learn it from V'chai Bohem if it's so simple? Because a Yid has three Averis of Yehar Galiyah. So that's where the whole thing starts from. Being that a Yid sometimes has to give up his life, so salkadai tachamina, that should be already like a rule, that he should give up his life for everything. So v'chai bohem returns you back to the svara. That the rest of the Torah doesn't have to give his life. You hear the setup how Tosis says like this. So you come to the, you know, clear with nothing. You come to the Pashit. What's the Svara? The Svara is that you don't have to give up your life. And therefore, a guy, he starts with the Svara and he ends with the Svara. Taka, the Svara is that you shouldn't give up his life, and a guy really, Taka shouldn't give up his life. A Yid also really starts off that he shouldn't give up his life. But then he gets to the three Averis where it's a Pasuk, that he does give up his life. Now that we know that, we're going to start thinking, oh, so maybe Yid always should give up his life. So therefore, V'chai Bayim puts back that everything else, you don't have to give up your life. So the Marsha says, nu, what does it turn out of this whole piece of Tosfos? It turns out that the Svar is you don't have to give up your life. So if so, then there's nothing Shver here. So Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not going to do Bris Mila because I'm going to kill him. So it's a Svar. That's the Marsha. The Mishnah Melech in his Sefer Precious Drachim says he doesn't know why the Marsha made it sound so complicated with a Tosfos and the whole thing. He says if it was, he would just say the Teretz very short in one line. Look in the Rambam, the din is a guy doesn't have to give up his life. So Memela, for whatever the reason, the guy doesn't give his life, that's the same thing what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that he's not going to give up his life. Okay, now you want to know the background, why does the guy not give up his life? Now you can look in Tosfos and you'll see that Tosfos says that the reason is because it's a Svara. Fine, very nice. And if you don't know the Tosfos, so you won't know the reason. But the din is there either way. The din is that a guy doesn't have to give up his life even though he doesn't have a chai b'em. So whatever the pshat is, that's the same answer for Moshe Rabbeinu.
But Hechi Tosfos, you know, Marshal Svara, is it really such a good sushel between a case where somebody is putting a gun to somebody's head and says, I'm going to kill you if you don't do this? That's mamish giving up life. And the case of taking a chance.
You mean because he won't for sure die? You're saying it's only sakana.
There's only a sakana. And we have a separate svara by a bar mitzvah.
But of course, if it's shchicha zeke here, I mean.
Right. No, there's a svara that when if the Rabban Shalom was telling you to do a mitzvah, you're gonna, and that's why you need b'chai behem to tell you don't take the chance.
I hear. You're simply saying that doesn't prove a case of a not for sure. That's what you're talking about. That's all talking about when he's going to for sure die. But maybe if it's a 50-50, maybe then you should do it.
Where was the Chayim Misa coming from here? In a normal case where a person is not Malas Sani, he's not Chayim Misa.
Oh, okay. So that question, I can give you two answers for that question. One answer is, I think the Shita himself says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Tzadik of Kechut HaSayra. The other answer is, the Rambam says that, the Rambam holds Arabs have to do a bris on their kids. The Rambam holds that if they don't, they're Chayav Misa. Because a Ben Noyach, who doesn't do what he's supposed to do, is Chayav Misa. So, now what you really need to know is, before Matan Torah, if a Yid was considered like a Ben Noyach, or he wasn't considered like a Ben Noyach. That's what would be Talian. Okay, so anyway, so where are we all up to? How do you know even if it's a suffix? So that's what the Marsha and Mishnah Machlech are basically saying the same answer. They're just coming at it from the Rambam, from the Gemara. They're all saying that the answer is it's a Svar.
So Moshe Rabbeinu was a Ben
Noyach. Well, that's the... How's that? Ben Noach, I'm saying a Ben Noach from the descent of Avraham Avinu. So they were told they have to do Mila. So now the question would be,
as far he doesn't have to do. So what Moshe Rabbeinu hold that he is?
That's, I don't know. If we'll say Moshe Rabbeinu is considered,
we're saying Sfar that Sfar wise that they're not Machlein.
Yeah, well, that Svar, Tosfos says, is a Svar across the board. Jews, Goyim, everybody, the Svara is that they don't have to give up their life. So, only later, the Torah was given to us, and it said that three things you have to. So then you start thinking, maybe everything else, so B'chai B'Hem evens it out. But you can't go and ask a kasha that how did Moshe Rabbeinu have the right to abstain because of sakana, but the v'chayvah wasn't given yet. It doesn't matter, because the svara is also that you don't have to do it.
And the svara would apply to not you, but your child, for sakana, for someone else in the
ancient. Well, why should he have to go, the svara, just like I don't have to die, he doesn't have to die. I mean, yeah, he's a person too.
He certainly doesn't have to die for my good. That's not svara, that someone should die for my good.
Oh, you're really saying a new answer. We'll get, hopefully get to there. Somebody, the Chasam Sofer and also the Mishnah Melech says that they don't understand the whole issue here. What's the Marsha talking about? What's the Mizrahi asking Kasha? The Mizrahi says, no, you have to do it because there was no v'chaiba. Very nice. So I could kill myself, but I can't kill you. What kind of kasha was that in the first place? Right, we have to get to that later, Mitzvah. But okay, this is what's going on. So the question at the end of the day, the question is l'chayra. The answerers are answering good. So what's the Mizrahi thinking? Yeah, the answerers are answering good. They're saying that's a taisis, it's a Rambam, that it's a svara that you don't have to give up your life. So what's the Mizrahi thinking? He's thinking that you should give up your life. What's the pshat in it? So there is a tshuva from the Chemda Shleima. You know, the Chemda Shleima, he talks about this. He wants to explain Pshat and Mizrach. And he starts off like this. He says a very important yesod, which is very well known. Starts off with the Rambam. The Rambam says that there are three averis that are Yehog Valyava, right? If somebody threatens that they'll kill him, he has to give up his life. Says the Rambam. However, if he failed to do so, even though it's a very grave avera, the Rambam says, but he will not get malchus or misa b'di'eved that he didn't, that he did, he went in his nichshol and he did it. We will not punish him because seif kol seif is oinus. Seif kol seif, he is considered an oinus, and he did it under threat of death, and we won't punish him. That's in Yisoid HaTorah, in Perek Hey, I believe, Halacha Dalet. Then he goes two halachas later, says the Rambam, just like a threat of death is usually a heter, except for the three big averus, so too a choyli of death, right? If a person is so sick that he may die, that also is matter that he can do any avera, again, except for the three big averus he cannot do. Says the Rambam, and what if the person was nichshol, right, and he did one of the three averus, they will punish him. Whatever the regular einish is, they will give him malchus or miser or whatever it was. So the Gansevelt says, well, it's pshat, right? I mean, here it's einish, here it's einish. So what's the difference between the two? So zokt the Chemda Shleimer, that the pshat is azay. The first thing he says, you have to know what is the idea of einus. We say always, einus is pater, einus is pater. So Chemda Shleimer says his famous kvius of what einus is. He brings it from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Nundal. Over there, the Gemara says that if a person serves a car, an animal, it's pasul for a carbon. It's called Neva. It's in the first one of the first psukim in Vayikra. Rashi brings it there. Mina behema prat le mukta, mina boker prat le neva. The din is that if an animal is worshipped, then it's a neva and can no longer be a carbon. Says the Gemara, but if a guy threatened a Jew to serve it and he did it under threat of death, so oines rachmana patre, oines is patre. So it's okay. The behemoth is kosher. So the whole world says, how do we read this Gemara? We're not punishing anybody here. We want to know if the animal was worshipped. So you're telling me that the Oyes Rechmana Patre, good, so we're not punishing anybody. But is the animal worshipped or is the animal not worshipped? If it is, then it's puzzle. It's not a punishment, it's a fact. So what's pshat in this gemara? What's the connection between Oynes Rechmana Patre and the animal being a kosher for a carbon? So Zok Techem Deshlam, we see from this gemara that the concept of Oynes is that what somebody makes you do is not really considered like you did it. Because What you do is like what you means like you're in control and making yourself do it. When somebody else is controlling you, then you didn't really do it because he did it, whatever. I don't know if he did it either, because Lamai said he didn't really do it either, but I didn't do it. Doing means that you do it from your own das and from your own ratzon. But if right, somebody goes and makes me do it, it's just like, let's say that already, Rav Chaim says is pashit mamish. Now let's say somebody comes and picks up someone else and takes the guy, right, he's a strong guy, and whacks somebody with the guy, and he kills someone. So we don't say that the person who was swung over there killed him. He's just a bat. He's not a, he didn't do it. The other guy did it. So here, it's a lamdisha thing. Like, the pshat is also, if I force him to do it, he didn't really do it because it's not his decision. Like, it's like the, so memela, it's not like he did it. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Since Aynis Rachmana Patra, that when I'm Aynis, we don't consider like I did it. So if I didn't do it, so then I didn't worship it. So memela, the animal is still kosher because really no one did anything. No one really did anything.
Yeah, that's right, but hold it. Necessarily.
You mean it could be it's only for Neva? Okay. But he's saying, you see, it's more than just a punishment. That's what he's trying to get at. It's not just like that. Since you couldn't help it, okay, we're not going to whip him for it. It's more than that. It's the idea that the Torah is saying, if he did it, but Ines, it's not really like he did it. Okay. So he says, in Cain, the whole concept of Ines is when somebody's making me do something. So then we say it's like I didn't do it. So zok the chem de shleimai. But if somebody is sick and he goes and takes medicine or whatever it is, right? No one told him to do that. He told himself to do it. So over there, you can't call him an oynes. So now zok the chem de shleimai. So if so, so why are you allowed to take treif medicine if it's a sakana? It's not kasha. The answer is it's not oynes, but it's v'chai bohem. It says in the Torah that you're supposed to live, and the Torah writes that to tell me that I, even at the expense of aveira, you gotta live. But he says it turns out, I was like, when somebody is forced under gun point to eat treif, let's say he has two hetera. He has a double. He has two hetera. First of all, v'chai bohem, you should live. So the Torah is saying, beferish, live and skip the mitzvah. Secondly, he is a oynes. Oynes rachman patre, he's a oynes. But if somebody is sick and he takes treif medicine, he only has one heter, he has v'chai b'hem. But he doesn't have the heter of oynes rachman patre, because that's not called oynes. Nafkamina. If it was one of the three bigas aveiros, if it was gilai raya, avodah zarah, and shlichas dam. That over there, we don't have v'chai b'hem, because v'chai b'hem is by everything except for those three. The only heter we have over there is oynes. So therefore, that's mamash pshat the Rambam. That if they forced him by gun, so then he didn't have v'chai b'hem, at least he had the oynes. But if he was sick and he ate it, he has no heter at all, because mitzad v'chai, it doesn't go on the three. Mitzad, oynes, he's not oynes. So maybe that's why the Rambam says we're going to talk a punishment. So Zog Techem de Shloime, based on this whole thing, comes out a huge nafkamina lemaisa. He says like this, by a guy, let's go back to a guy. We already learned that the Rambam says that a guy also can do it if he's forced by God. But at the same time, Tosis told us there's no v'chai b'hem for a guy. V'chai b'hem is only a yid. Like Rashi explains, V'chai b'hem, Hashem was so makbid on the nefesh ha-Yisraeli that it shouldn't be lost, that the Torah waived all the aveiros because of the nefesh. But I agree, we don't say V'chai b'hem. So why taka? Taisa said it's a svara. What is taka, that svara, that the guy could do it? What is that svara? Zokta Chanda Shoy, that svara is oynes. Because the guy could still say oynes. It's not like I'm doing it, I'm forced. It comes out that if a guy is sick and he's gonna die and he needs to eat Erev Menachai, he can't eat it. Because there's no oynes there. The only heter to eat it is because of a chai b'hem. So a goy will not be allowed to eat eivim and a chai. And lo and behold, if you look it up in Yoyer Day on the page, in Simon Samach Beis Hilchas Eivim and a chai, and you look in Rabbi Kiveger, he says that the pri megadim is mistapik if the goy can eat eivim and a chai to save his life as a medicine. Just as the Prima Garden made it a little more practical, because probably the guy is not going to look it up in Shulchan Aruch, and he's not going to care what you tell him. So the way the Prima Garden presented the Shaila was, let's say I'm the Yid, and the guy comes to my house and he says, I'm dying, give me some Eivir Min Achai. So the Shaila is, maybe I shouldn't give him the Eivir Min Achai. So, and that's what he writes there. He doesn't say a conclusion, he just says that the Prima Garden was mistopic about it.
That's if there's nothing either.
Yeah, yeah. It will be a issue of the neighbor. Yeah, the Gemara says if neighbor. In
even on Noach.
Yes, the Feirush Gemara lo yoshit eiver mechay leben Noach. Feirush Gemara. In a different shuvah, Rabbi Kveger wrote that you can't. And in the Minchas Chinuch, he also says you cannot. The Minchas Chinuch says that you cannot give eiver mechay to a dying guy because he has no heter on that. You're talking about Mamash L'maisa. Mamash L'maisa, I bet you that probably there's enough swarm that say that you could. But I'm not a Rav, that's already past me. Yeah, yeah. But you know, I don't know if it happens too much that there's even a chai that a guy's going to need. But Al Kapanim, that's what you have, Choshev Yidin, that say that you can't do it. The Rabbi Kiveger, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Chemda Shleima. Chemda Shleima also says that it's also... is oy bezoy, zog the chem das shloimoy. Now I'll defend that the Mizrahi's kasha makes sense. Let's go again to the Mizrahi's kasha. The Mizrahi said that when Moshe Rabbeinu had this boy to give him a bris, being that there was no v'chai bohem in those days, so he should have to do it even if he'll die. So everyone's asking on him, everyone's tining on him. Taisvis said it's a svara that a guy can skip a mitzvah, can over one of his mitzvahs. It's a svara for sakanas nevashes. So the Mizrachis kash is no kash. Zok the chedesh shleimin. No. That piece of Taisvis and Rambam are when there was someone forcing the guy at gunpoint. So there we're saying that it's like I'm forced into it by somebody else. So that's like I didn't do it. So that's taka true. That's a svar. But no one's here with a gun telling Moshe Rabbeinu to not do the bris, or yeah, do the bris. No one's telling him what to do. So the pshat is, he's deciding on his own. So that's like the medicine case. And by the medicine case, the taka, the guy has to die. So b'meila, just like by the medicine case, the guy has to die, so too, the baby will have to die for the bris. That's why the Mizrachis Kasha does make sense.
So why isn't the Mizrachis Kasha on before he left?
It was. That was what he said. He says, I hold he should have done it before he left.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, taka. That was what he asked. So that's what the Chemda Shloimei says. But I tell you, the Emes gives me a very hard time. This dimion that the Chemda Shloimei is saying is our mamish don't really understand it too well. Let's clarify. We already really have three scenarios. You have the person with the gun. That's the Befeirush Rambam. That's a story in the Rambam. The person came over to a guy and he said, you have to eat Eivir Min Achai, you have to do whatever, or I'm going to kill him. So over there, the Rambam says, the guy can do it. Fine. That case is considered an oinus. Why? Because he was stuck. He had to do it. Somebody made him. Now, the other case, the guy is sick in bed, and he needs to eat Eivir Min Achai or whatever, do one of these things. Okay, these Achrenim are saying, Osir, he's got to die. Why? Because that's not a Oinus. Now, the Chemda Shloimei came with a third scenario, that I have a baby, right? I have to give him a bris. If I give him the bris, he's going to die. So, where does that belong? Right? So where does that belong? Does that belong with the medicine? That's what the Chemda Shloimei says. It goes with the medicine. Or does that belong with the guy with the gun? So Chemda Shloime says it goes with the medicine. But I don't really understand that. Why? I'll explain why I don't understand. Because let's first go to the case of the gun. Over there, the guy is definitely oinus, that's a Rambam. That's the Iker, the Av Lekulam. Yeah, that's the main case. Why? Because we say, the guy made me do it, right? It's not me. So what do you mean he made me? He gave me a choice. Either I could or he'll kill me. So what do you mean he made me? So the answer is, because dying is not a choice. I mean, it is a choice, but it's called that I can't choose that because it's too hard. That's part of the thing. If you don't admit to that, then you can't get anywhere with just saying, the reason is I'm a oinus because of the guy. Yeah, what if the guy calls me up on the phone? Can you please eat Erev Nechai? It's not going to be a oinus, right? And even if he screams at me, it's not oinus. Why is it a oinus? Because the guy told me he'll kill me. So what's the oinus? I could just die. There's no problem with that. The teretz is because to die is too schwer. It's called like I can't choose that. It's so im kein. Oh, so now, so im kein. Let's just go now. Let's go to the medicine. So by the medicine. So why is that called rotzen? I over there, also the I'm gonna die, and dying is a oinus. The answer is and so why so there we say no. You have a choice. Don't buy the medicine. So here also I have a choice. I could die from the guy. So what's the difference? So the difference is because by the medicine, to not buy is called a valid choice. Because that is possible. You see, the Torah like still calls that possible because you've got to like go and do something. To go ahead and do something and buy the medicine is not like automatic instinct that you can't help it. The person could help it. And that's what's making it into a rotzen. The reason why it's considered a rotzen is because if he just sits here in bed, he'll die. He could do it. It's not pshat that the death is like staring him in the face and pushing him into the store to buy the medicine. That's another step. So that step is called rotzen. That's why the Rambam said that by the three big averes, if he did that step and he went and it was gil rice, but there's shvichas damim, and the guy was sick and he did it, you're going to give him malchus for it because you can hold yourself back. You go to this door. That's called rotzen. But in the case where the guy told him, I'm telling you, you've got to go into that store and eat that stuff, right? And if you don't, I'm going to kill you. So there's this chiddush here that since the guy put the threat of death, like the death itself is saying, go to this store. The misa is like directly saying, go to this store. That is what in other words, the misa is not going to come automatically. The misa is by the threat of death. I'm using like the threat of death to force him into the store. Then it's considered like the misa has a mouth, right? It's like it's saying, go into the store. It's like death is pushing him into the store, right? Because the guy is using is taking a he's the one that's saying it. It's not like I'm coming up with it from myself that I decide I'm going to this store. The guy is saying go to this store, and he's attaching that to death. So then it's considered like there's such a strong force telling me that I must go into there and eat that thing that it's like death itself is telling that to me. So then I have no choice. Like it's like this thing is making me do it. It's like I'm not even thinking. It's like instinctive, right? It's like I didn't do it. I'm just like a log. And the thing is just telling me to do it. And I'm just following orders. And it's not even considered like I decided it in my head. But in the case where he's sitting in his bed and no one's telling him anything. And so you can't say like the death is saying to him, You have to go. He's saying nothing. So I came up with the whole thing by myself. So then it's called like I decided to do it. That's what we're saying here. Is oy bazoy in the case where the chemda shloim, by the case of the bris mila, the pshat is the Torah says give him a bris, right? And that is death, right? If I do this, that is death. Death itself, mamish misa itself, for sure is an impossibility. That's called I can't do it. That we went through that. I can't do it. Why is it that when death is telling me to go to the store, right? When the guy is saying beferish, go to the store or else I'll kill you. So then I have no choice. I'm like a robot, right? He's just making me do it. Why is he making me do it? You could just go and say no. The terrorist says, when Misa is telling somebody something, so then it's too scary. He just listens, right? So then the same thing should be if doing the act itself is killing, right? You're asking me to kill myself, right? You're telling me go and do this thing to myself that will kill me. I can't do that just as much. That's just as hard as when Misa is telling him to go eat it, when Misa is saying don't kill yourself. The only case which you could say is not on the same level is the case of the medicine. Because over there, the Misa is not saying anything to him. He's just going to naturally die. He's sick. He's going to die. The Misa itself is not forcing him into anything. And he came up with an idea. Oh, I have an idea. If I buy this, I could get better. So there we could say that's your own idea. That there's no, the threat of death isn't behind that. That's his own decision, and that's called the Ratzon. But only that case.
Is there another chilek between those two cases, the Chemishleim's cases? And I don't know what the Lashon of Chemishleim is. Another chilek b'chayre is, by the case of the gun, the threat, the person would be over the Aveira L'tzarech the Goy, not L'tzarech Atzma. In the case of Choyli, it's L'tzarech Atzma he's being over the Aveira.
Yes, the Rav Shimon Shkop says exactly what you just said. It's a different chilek.
But if it's L'tzarech Atzma, so nailed it by the case of Bris is also L'tzarech Atzma.
That might be right. According to him, it might be good, what the Chavad Shalem is saying. Yes.
But the Chavad Shalem doesn't use...
He doesn't use that lashon. He says it's totally on if somebody else is making him do it,
okay,
or is he making the decision on his own.
Okay.
But the way that he's saying it, to me, it doesn't seem that should be enough of a
chilek. But the Bris Mila case, at the time I do the Bris Mila, there's no sakana right then and there, right?
That's
that
true.
Moment.
Right. It's only when I'm going to travel.
Because I'm traveling in 3 days from now. So who says...
Oh, you're going to travel for 3 days.
That sfar should apply. I mean, that, you know, even... You would even have a difficult saying Chai Bahem would apply sometimes. If...
It's so...
If there's no Bikuach Nefesh right now.
Yeah, really, I think... That the way that the Mizrahi says it is a little, the way he should really say the kasha is there were two mitzvahs he had to do. The Gemara says he had to do the bris and he had to travel. That was the second mitzvah. The first mitzvah is really not the issue b'chalal. The bris is no problem. Really, it's the second mitzvah that's the issue.
Right.
That now he's got to travel. So the Mizrahi is really going should be going on that mitzvah. Really, he should be saying that mitzvah you're going to have to do it even if it kills him.
Right.
But there it's easier at least to understand because Taka, your mom is killing him because you're traveling for 3 days.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see where it's not going to be like...
Okay, but even then... Okay, so he's saying you're going to have to do it. You mean it is a combination, I see. It's a combination because he could travel, but then he'll just skip the bris. But no, he can't skip the bris because there's no v'chai b'am on that either.
Right.
So he's thinking about... And on that though... It's not such a. It's not an automatic v'chai b'hem right now.
Right.
I hear. Okay, so that's another. Fine. So anyway, so you hear what's going on over here. We started off with the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi said that he holds you should kill the kid because there's no v'chai b'hem. All the Acharonim said back on that, it's against the sugyas. There's a svara that you don't kill. Even a guy doesn't kill. So the Mizrahi is not right. Came along the Chemda Shleim and said, no, the Mizrahi is right. Because that sugya is only by gunpoint. But when it's your own decision, the Mizrahi is right. You have to kill yourself. And on that, I'm tining that it's not so pashut. Because the only time that it's clear is only by buying medicine, where you made up the idea of yourself to go and buy the medicine, that a guy taka wouldn't be allowed to do. But if the pshat is that it's no ideas, the pshat is it's death itself is staring me in the face and saying, if this is killing yourself, so then there's lav davka that that's called rutz.
The chilk is an amount of how scary it is.
I don't think it's how scary.
It's not what's telling you. It says, He'll die automatically. As opposed to over here, you have to go and cut yourself first to cause yourself to die.
Now, I don't think it's because of how scary. It's rather if it's considered like you decided to do this.
I decided.
So in other words, by the medicine.
The doctor said either you take this or you have an hour to live.
Yeah. Okay. So it's your decision. In other words, the pshat, if that's still called your decision, because. The death itself is not pushing you in any way. I mean, in other words, it doesn't have a mind or a mouth or anything, right? It's just making him die. So then whoever decides to get out of it is called like he decided that, right? It's not like automatic. It's not an automatic instinct. It's a whole nother decision. Right, it's like an instinct. A person can't kill himself. So that's the greatest itis. He can't do it. That's what I'm trying to say, right? Fine. So that's why that teretz is not so pashut. Okay, so I wanted to say another possible pshat in the Mizrahi, in the Kasha. And this is based on Rashi. Rashi, on the opening of the sugya of Yehar Gval Yavor, where the opening line of the Gemara is, that all averis that a guy threatens with life, one should do it. Should do the aver. Except for the gimel chamuris, averis argilas shvichas dam. So right on the opening line of Gemara, Rashi right away says, why should you? Why should a person, when he's threatened by life, do the averis? So Rashi says, because it says v'chai bohem. So already Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is Ma'irer. He says, you see that Rashi seems to be arguing on Taisus. Because Taisus would just say, because it's a svar. You don't have to explain anything, because it's a svar. And Rashi seems that it's not a svar. So the Shaila is, but Lamaisa Taisus has a good point. From the whole sugya by the guy, you see it is a svar. So I kind of, that if you look in Rabbeinu Yoina, in Masechta Avodah Zarah, you'll see the answer. And he says it in the name of Rashi. So it's Mamish Rashi. He says, the pshat is, Iker ha'emuna hi she'al kol ha'mitzvus yehorig v'al yavar. The Iker of our emuna is that on all the mitzvus, it's yehorig v'al yavar. That's what he says. The way I understand the words, what he means is that's our ne'emonis. When he says emuna, we're not talking about bitachin now. We're talking about being ne'emon. To be ne'emon, our being ne'emon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us, the Jewish nation, we are totally ne'emon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for us, the Svar Chitzayna is that we should die even. We're his. That's it. We're with him, no matter what. Thick and thin, we're with him. By a goy, Taka the Svar is, no, he can't do it. He's going to die. He can't do it. So Mimela, that's how Rashi holds that there's a chilik between if by a yid the svar chitzayna is that he should die. So the Rashi says, so why could he do all the averes? Because it says v'chai b'hem. By a goy the svar chitzayna is that he shouldn't die. It's oinus. He can't do it. And I saw there's a whole very nice drush from Beis Halevi in Shalos Tshuvos. Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis, after he's done with his tshuvos, he has drushim from the Beis Halevi. And Imamish has a whole drush saying this thing. That there's a yesoidus dikachilik between a goy and a yid. And he uses like halachic terms. He says, we know that the din is that if a person is a baal chayv, if a person like owes money and he doesn't have the money, so state in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Zayin, that you can't go and tell him, okay, so you have to work to make the money. No, but I don't have. Maybe it's nice, it's roy, but you can't force him. A guy says, I owe you $10,000. I don't have it. So he said, okay, so you have to go get a job. Can't force him. Yes, roy, hagun, but you can't force him. But if somebody is a eved, if I own you, you better work, right? Because I own you. He says, that's the difference between a goy and eid. A goy is his own man. He's a person. The Rebbeinu Shalom has chayvus on. Okay, you owe me this mitzvah, you owe me that mitzvah. Shay, if the person says, I can't, I'm oynus. Okay, you're oynus. Fine, you can't. But by a yid, we're knuyim loy. We're his. There's nothing. We belong to him. So mimela, that's why a yid, we have to give our own goof up for it. There he's Myrich and all different drushim and midrashim and psukim and saying this yisoid in many different ways. So anyway, so I think the Rebbeinu Yonah is saying that in one line here, halachidik, that the svar chitzen by a yid is that our emuna is that we're totally for Hashem. That's it. We're so im kain. Maybe that could be the pshat in the Mizrahi. What he's saying is that this will be totally when we're starting from what point we're considered a yid. But assuming that like we have in Chagiga, on Daf Gimel, Avram, Tchila Legeirim, that Avram, you know, was the first Legeirim, they were already considered like Hashem's nation already from then. So then by a yid, Taka the Svar Chitzayin is that he should even give up his life. So Memela, that could be maybe the pshat in the kasha of the Mizrahi. I'm just giving another possibility. So we have two ways to explain the Mizrahi's kasha. Either the way that Chamda Shleima said, he wants to say that mitzah goy, that a ben noyach would have to give up his life in this case because there's no outside person forcing him. And I'm tying maybe mitzah yid, that the Svarach Yitzayin is by yid, he has to give up his life. So now that's the kasha. Now let's try to go to an answer or two. There are many different answers given to this kasha. The first answer is the one that we already saw mentioned, that the Chassam Sofer says. He says he doesn't hear the Kasha. The Mishnah Malach also says this. He says, I don't know what the whole question is. Bishlama, if I would give a bris milah to my own self and I would die, then I hear that you could start coming to the Tish with the issue. Could I? Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? But over here, the father, Moshe Rabbeinu, has the mitzvah. And the baby is going to die. The baby, he's pater in a mitzvah. He doesn't know what's going on. He's 8 days old. So, oy bezoy, there's no such shmuz. There's no havamina that I should go killing other people. So what's the whole Mizrahi discussing here? But on this, Lefian is daiti, this question, I was farhared this question, I think about 30 years ago. Somebody came to my house. His name is Rav Meshi Zahav. If you look in some of the Me'iris, they have on the bottom, you know, Hagois. So some of them are from this Rav Meshi Zahav. So he was in my house. And I had learned Chulin. I don't remember if either my father or I requested a farher at Chulin. So he said, fine, I'll ask you Kasha on Chulin. Prove to me that if a person has a mitzvah of Yehorik Val Yavor, not only should he kill himself, but he should even kill somebody else. That's what he wanted. So I said, I know what you want, but I don't know if Uriah is such a Uriah. I said, what you want is Rashi in Elu Trefis on Mem Zayin Amid Beis says a story that there was a child that they wanted to give a bris, and already his brothers died. So the mother came to, I forget the name of the Tana, and she said, what should I do? So the Tana checked him, and he saw that there was something wrong with his blood from looking at him. And he says, you can't give him a bris. So Rashi says, why? Because only on the three big averis do we do Yehorig Val Yav. So the diak is, if bris milah would have been one of the three big averis, you would kill him. So you see that you even would kill someone else. Okay. So I tie it. It's a nice technical raya, but the pshat in the raya is not that you should kill somebody else. There's no such thing. You can't kill somebody else because you have a mitzvah. There's nothing to discuss. It's pashit moed. But the pshat in bris milah is that, like, we take the child and we look at him. If you would have to do it yourself, then that's what your father does to you. That's like the idea of bris milah, like the father's like sort of agent of the baby, like the lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Mitzvah saben ala av. The mitzvah that, like, so the pshat is like the Torah says, like, whatever the son should be doing, but he can't because he's a little baby, the father does it for him. So by bris milah, yes, there Rashi is saying that. If bris milah by an adult would be so chomer that he should kill himself, then also the truth would be that if it was a baby, we would do it for the baby too. Because it's the same idea that I represent him and I do whatever he should do. So, but that's what it says in Rashi. Rashi says that if bris milah would be so chomer, you would do it to the baby too. So b'meila, fi'ani yuzdaiti, that is a taina against the Chassam Sofer's teretz. Because the Chassam Sofer, he's looking at it like I'm killing someone else. But you see from Rashi, not that way. You see from Rashi that if it's the Harg Val Yavar, then you have to do it, even if it's a baby. So that's a ha'ara against the teretz of the Chassam Sofer. So I guess I'll say there's a lot of other terutzim here. But I'll say over the teretz of the Maharal Miprag on the Kasha. The Maharal Miprag says that he doesn't believe that this is a Kasha at all. Because V'chai bohem, this is something that people don't know, but I'll just say, he says, V'chai bohem, it says in Torah, V'chai bohem, is that a mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah? Is that a chiyuv that you're mechuyuv to be alive? It's not, he says, it's a heter. It's a heter, not a mitzvah. It's a heter that you can break any aveira. There are plenty other places where it says that you have to be careful with your life. Like v'nishmarta moed l'nafshei seichem, and achas dimchev l'nafshei seichem edrush, there are plenty of places where the Torah commanded a person to be careful with his life. V'chai b'hem is not one of them. V'chai b'hem is a heter, not a mitzvah. It's a heter that you can break aveiros in order to stay alive. Is memela zok demar al miprag, you can't say that v'chai b'hem wasn't given yet. If you talk about mitzvahs, mitzvahs were given at times. The pshat is the tariag mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, but they weren't given before Har Sinai. Then the Mizrahi has something to discuss. He's saying v'chai b'hem wasn't given yet. The mitzvahs essay of v'chai b'hem wasn't given yet, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it yet. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not one of the tariag mitzvahs. It's a halacha. It's a kula. It's a din, not a mitzvah, that you are allowed to break the Torah. He says dinim go along from the day that the dinim were given. He says, all you have to say is how did Moshe Rabbeinu know about it? He says, that you can't even ask. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know about it? Moshe Rabbeinu b'chachmasei ha-gedoyla knew about that heter. He knew about the heter. Elmayer is saying, but it wasn't commanded yet. It's not a command in the first place. It's just a halacha. That's the halacha. The halacha is that mitzvahs have a heter of a chaybem. So he says that heter was there from the day bris milah was given. That's what he says.
Goyim have as well.
Now goyim, they don't have it because the nefesh of a goy isn't yakar enough. They don't have it then and they don't have it now. But by a yid who was a yid, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a yid, he's looking at him as a yid. So then he has the heter the whole time.
But maybe the Mizrahi's kasha is that the v'chai b'hem, since milah is given goyim matan Torah, v'chai b'hem is la'achim matan Torah, the heter was not given with the mitzvah together.
What the Maharal is saying is, yeah, that heterim they had always.
Which heter?
The heter of v'chai b'hem, as long as you can find out about it. And he says Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it already. It doesn't have to, it's not like a mitzvah. He says, a mitzvah, they has a time. They came to Har Sinai. Hashem said, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do that. V'chai b'hem was not something you have to do. It's a heter. And I just want to finish off with saying, the Argonel already says this to the Yesoid, that v'chai b'hem is not a mitzvah, it's a heter. And in the Sefer Mishnas B'Kuach Nefesh, he brings out a very valid point, which is kedai to say. He says, I'll prove it to you, he says. A person wants to go to the hospital, right, with his wife, right? So we say, in a lot of cases, you're allowed to go along, even if it's Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, it's, where does it say? It's a kana, she might get nervous, right? Now you tell the person, yeah, but excuse me, it will be $25,000 charge for you to go to the hospital with your wife. Oh, I can't do that, I can't afford it. Rabbi, Chil Shabbos, you said you're mechuyev, right? V'chai bohem, you're going to mechal Shabbos for it. Oh, for $25,000, you can't do it? But he says the same thing. You're allowed to go to the better hospital, right? Even if it's further, you could drive further, right? Then on the way, the guy says, you know that over there costs an extra $25,000 to have the baby or whatever it is, right? So, oh, I'm going to the other hospital. It's a chiv, what's going on here? The answer is, it's a mistake. It's not a chiv. V'chai b'hem is a heter. It's not a chiv. The chiv is v'nishmat m'ed lav sheseichem. The chiv is only to do, like all mitzvahs, roiv. If it's mamash sakana, you do have to spend the $25,000. But the husband should go, and that better hospital, and those things are not a chiv. They're not a chiv, but they're a heter. That's where you see clearly that v'chai b'hem is a greater heter than the chiv. Okay, that's...
So, maybe I'm missing something. Let me ask in the occasion. So, if Moshe Rabbeinu b'chach Masa Godol knew v'chai b'hem, Mistama, Avraham, and Yitzchok knew it. So, how did Yitzchok? How was? Could Yitzchok just ignore the head?
Well, that's okay, because whenever it says in the Torah specifically to give your life up, V'chai b'hem doesn't go on.
But it was told to Avraham. It wasn't told to Yitzchok.
Okay, well, he believed his father. I mean, his father told him. It says in Chasam Sofer that Yitzchok got more schar than Avraham because Yitzchok had to believe someone. But he believed. So therefore, Hashem said, that doesn't, you know, we're not doing it today. No V'chai b'hem today.
Yeah. Okay. Quite the Tosfos from the beginning. If read it from